Sorry, I wanted to be at the manger, I guess. Father Jared here, pastor of St. Luke the Evangelist Catholic Church, and you're listening to our Advent series, Come and Be Born in Me.
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born.
Be born in me.
What is a manger? Well, we typically only hear this word around Advent and Christmas, or when, you know, talking about the birth of Christ. But this word is really just a nicer sounding word than, well, what it literally is. A feeding trough. Right? A structure crafted for the purpose of feeding animals. It kind of gives a whole different perspective, doesn't it? Where pigs or cattle typically stuff their faces, our Lord is laid to rest his first night on earth. For us, who typically try to stuff our souls with so many things, dirty, messy things, right? Things not good for us, we have a chance. We have an opportunity to be rededicated, to be reconsecrated into a humble place where God can dwell. Today, as we scrutinize and aim to perfect these mangers, that is, our souls, we ask, is my soul joyful? As we said before, this is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, which means this is a lasting condition. Right? I'm not asking, hey, is your soul super duper happy? No. Are you joyful? Does your manger have a sense of completeness, a sense of beauty or attractiveness? Does your manger attract others, causing them to think, what is it about this one that is so special? Why am I so drawn to this one? Is the state of your manger so attractive that others cannot help but seek it out? This attractiveness, this beauty, does not pop out of thin air. It comes from a soul that recognizes, yeah, I may not be perfect, but I have the Lord, and that's all I need. That's my reason for rejoicing. The Lord alone. Perhaps the aura radiating from your manger isn't exactly attractive, but like I said, we still have time. Right, for today, may it suffice to ask yourself the question, is my manger, my soul, set apart only for the Lord, my true joy? And does this profound resolution, this ordering of my soul, cause others to be attracted, cause others to want to do the same?
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born. Oh, come and be born in me. be born.